and he just shared about it right now. Rabbi Lerner, why don't we start with you? It's a central teaching in Judaism that you have found enriched by your learning from another religion.
Well, I mentioned the word tikkun before, and a central part of our task is to engage in the transformation of the world and to thereby embody more of God's being in our own existence and in our own social reality. Now, we've tried to do that, we've run across what we call, what is popularly called reality. Reality is that the economic and political institutions of our society and of past societies is not based on love and kindness, on generosity. It's based on materialism, selfishness, and power and domination. So I'll give you an example. In the network of spiritual progressives, came forward with another program, the ESRA, the Environmental and Social Responsibility Amendment to the Constitution. This is a plan that we've developed over the course of the past few years to, number one, overturn Citizens United, the decision that corporations could give as much money as possible in elections, and so it overturns that. It also says that all money should be taken out of, all private money should be taken out of elections, and that only public money should be spent on elections, and each candidate getting an equal amount. By the way, I worked on this with Jesse Jackson Jr. in the Congress, who actually has been a big supporter of this. And thirdly, to require corporations to get a new corporate charter once every 5 years, which they could only get if they proved a satisfactory history of environmental responsibility to a jury of ordinary citizens. So what do I run up against? Run up against everybody saying, well, yeah, I want that, but it's totally unrealistic. Now, what our tradition has said, Judaism has taught, is that really being realistic is idolatry. Believing in God is believing that there is something about the universe, what we call the Yud-Heh-Vav-Heh, in English it's called God, that makes possible the transformation from that which is to that which ought to be. And whatever it is in the universe that makes that transformation possible, that's the God energy of the universe. But again and again, we're up against the fact that everybody who believes that in their heart, that wants to see a different world, is always telling themselves, but it's not possible. This is just me, or just me and my friends, and nobody else can do it. So when we say it's idolatry, they come back and say, well, maybe I'm an idol worshiper. I mean, maybe I don't really believe in God. Maybe I don't really believe in the possibility, because you've been working on this, on various healing of the world projects, for a long time, and it hasn't happened yet. So what I learned from Buddhism and from Buddhist teachers is this: how to let go of an attachment to outcomes. The Buddhist teachers taught me that it was very important to not to feel that your project is worthless or not even deserving your full energies unless you can see an immediate short-term outcome. Mm-hmm. But instead, to stay with deep integrity in who you really are. And so from that teaching, that strengthened the teaching in the Jewish tradition for me, and it's made it possible for me to say to many, many people, don't be realistic. Go for your highest vision of the good, and don't waste your time on this planet accepting what other people have told you is possible, instead fight for what is desirable and what is needed to save this planet from environmental destruction or atomic destruction. Go for our highest values. That's what.
Thank you. Because this is such an intimate setting, I'm going to share the conversation that Rabbi Lerner and I had backstage before this, and we were talking about our struggle with this idea, which Gandhi was such a proponent of also, and Rabbi Lerner shared with me, it's easier to be unattached to the outcome when you're not running the conference. Reverend Chamberlain, what about you? What's a central teaching in Christianity that you found enriched by another religion?
I was asked a number of years ago to name an icon, a social icon that was life-changing for me. And I thought about that for a long time. So many things could be lifted up. But the one that came to mind finally was that first image of the earth that was taken from the moon, earth rising.